Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levionier. Adventure in this hour. Later on, we hear the story of the coward on escape. But right now, Herbert Marshall stars as the man called X in this NBC broadcast from February 12, 1952.
Herbert Marshall as the man called X, the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X. It began in a dank green world of fetid, rotting vegetation, a world of oppressive heat, of loathsome insects, and of even more loathsome disease. Strange, but that should have been the setting for a silent, deadly battle for the souls and minds of men. Dr. Merritt's been murdered.
That's right, Ken. Sorry to hit you with news like that about an old friend on your first day back from Calcutta.
Where did that happen, Chief?
In a little village called Belterra, up the Amazon River in Brazil.
What was he doing there? Establishing a new medical clinic?
Yeah. You knew, of course, that he was working with the Institute of Inter-American Affairs, cooperating with the Brazilian government.
Yeah. Trying to stamp out disease, malnutrition. So somebody killed him. Chief, it's an old pattern. We've been running into it all over the Americas. Wherever we're getting strategic materials. And it's not coincidence.
You think Dr. Maddox's death is tied up with a plan to sabotage our defense effort?
What do you think?
Maybe you're right, Ken. After all, rubber is a pretty vital material these days.
So are human lives. Oh, well, you'll hear from me, Chief. From Brazil.
Lucky you got here when you did, Mr. Thurston. The boat going upriver to Belterra is ready to leave.
A pretty sudden trip for you, wasn't it, Dr. Northrop? I understood you were scheduled for a return to the States.
I was, but they had to have a replacement for Dr. Maddox in a hurry. I'd been his assistant, was familiar with the territory.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
One of the few things about this affair that does. Look, Thurston, I'm going to be frank. Brazilian government. So I'm taking you along with me. But I don't like any part of it.
Why don't you?
Because there's liable to be trouble on the Amazon. The native rubber workers aren't very happy with North Americans right now. Somebody could get hurt.
Well, you sound pretty solicitous about my welfare.
I don't give a hang about your welfare, but I do care about those poor devils in the jungle, hag-ridden for centuries by disease and malnutrition. There's a full-time, 24-hour-a-day job waiting for me in Belterra as a doctor. I won't have any time to play wet nurse to you.
Why not wait until you're asked?
Sometimes a man facing a gun doesn't have time to ask.
Is that a threat or a warning?
Let's call it a statement of fact. There's the riverboat. Are you still coming with me?
After the fascinating picture you painted, how could I turn back now?
Okay, Thurston. Let's get aboard. I'll let the captain know we're ready to shove off. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks.
Hello, Mr. Thurston.
What?
Welcome on board, my amigo friend. I bet you're happy to see me here, eh, Mr. X?
Hey, John. What are you doing here?
Well, naturally, when I heard that your old friend Dr. Marek got himself bumped out, I just had to offer my sympathy.
So you called the Bureau and conned Miss Brooks into telling you where I was going.
Well, can I help it if she likes my help?
Okay. But this trip, you're on your own.
Oh, sure.
And all expenses, including burial, come out of your own pocket.
Well, Nat, believe me, Mr. Thurston, I'll be happy to pay for my own burial.
Yeah. The natives up the river are shrinking heads again.
They are?
Might be interesting to see how yours turns out. Come to think of it, it might be an improvement.
Well, thank you. Huh?
See you around, Pedro.
Oh, sure. I'll see. Shrunken head. See how mine turns out. Might be him an improvement. Oh, Mr. Rex!
There's our clinic, Thurston.
Everything seems peaceful enough right now, Northrop.
Oh, sure it does. Hey, maybe there won't be no trouble over here after all, eh, Mr. Thurston?
The Amazon jungle doesn't announce its deadliness, Delkinet.
It doesn't?
Rhea could be dead inside there, and the setting would be just as serene.
That's a cheerful thought. Who is Maria?
Maria Costello. She was Dr. Maddox's nurse.
And she's been up here alone ever since Maddox was killed?
Maria has a way with the natives. Unfortunately, the same doesn't hold true for you.
Hey, what about me? Not even my Uncle Ahmed.
That's from the clinic. Come on. You're
right with you, Mr. Thurston, as soon as I find my shoelaces. Now, I will not let you kill my filho. My baby, I will kill you all first. Kill you all.
That is nonsense, Luis. We are not trying to hurt your son. Only to keep him from dying.
Maria, what is going on here? What were those shots? Silas.
No, Dr. Northrop. It was not I. Our old friend Luis was a bit upset. I had to take his gun away from him.
There are other pistolas, Senor Vilas. You cannot take them all. If my baby dies, you all die. You understand? You all die.
Sounds like he meant that.
I can assure you that he did, Senor.
My name's Ken Thurston.
Thurston, this is Ferdinand Vilas, manager of the rubber plantation. And this is Maria Costello, my nurse.
Senor Thurston?
Did we always find the practice of medicine here as exciting as this, Senorita Costello?
Oh, I cannot understand it. His wife brought their infant child here. He was due for his smallpox vaccination. And then Luis broke in with a gun, threatened to kill me if I even touched the child.
But you certainly vaccinated children here before.
Hundreds of them.
Well, then what's the explanation for this?
The natives here have developed a great distrust of all Americanos del Norte, Senor Thurston. They say that they are bringing death to the Amazon. Death with their shiny medicinal needles.
That's superstitious nonsense, Vilas. Where are the mother and child now, Maria?
In the examining room, Doctor. It is really most urgent that I vaccinate the child. A smallpox epidemic has broken out upriver.
All right, Maria. Take care of it at once.
Very well, Dr. Northrop.
I do not think that was very wise, Dr. Northrop.
Oh?
Why not, General Vilas? You superstitious, too?
Merely realistic. Luis is the head man of the village. If anything should happen to his child, I'm afraid there will be a great deal of danger to all of us.
Hello, Maria.
Huh? Oh, it is you, Senor Thurston.
You mind if I share the riverbank with you?
Please do.
Thanks. You seem a little tired tonight. Too much work at the clinic?
Oh, no, senor. The work, I love it. It was this afternoon, I think, that upset me.
Oh, that's understandable.
Oh, but that is just the point, senor. It is not understandable.
Oh, why not?
The natives were never like this before. Sullen, hostile, threatening. They worship Dr. Maddox.
What caused the change, Maria? His murder?
Are you certain you do not know, Senor Rex?
Well, I didn't realize Pagan was getting around that fast.
Oh, you mean the strange little man who came upriver with you? No. No, he did not tell me. It was Dr. Maddox.
Dr. Maddox?
Yes. Then out before he was killed, he spoke to me about you. He said that you were the only man he knew who could handle the situation down here, and that he was going to write to you concerning it.
That's all he said?
That was all. But I will make a guess as to what he had in mind.
Okay, go ahead.
Someone is stirring up the trouble among the natives. Someone who is interested in preventing rubber from reaching the United States. Someone who wishes to turn the Americas against each other for the benefit of his own country.
Who is he, Maria?
I do not know.
Do you have to make another guess?
Mr. Preston, for you, Mr. Preston.
It is late, senor. And I'm tired.
Mr. Preston, are you out here somewhere?
That's all you have to say, Maria?
That is all.
Curtain. Are you... Oh, there you are. I was wondering. Oh, hello, baby.
Good night, Senor Preston. Ate a vista.
Hey, what's your hurry, baby? Why don't you stick around a while and... How do you like that? A brush up. After the way she went for me in Lisbon.
Lisbon?
Oh, sure. I ran into her during the war. Boy, she knew more military secrets... A regular hatamari.
Is that you, Senor
Thurston? That's right, Vila. I thought you'd gone back to the rubber plantation.
No. I wish to speak with you first.
About what?
Northrop tells me you came here with papers from the Brazilian government. Is that true?
Go on.
Someone in authority must persuade Maria and Northrop that their tactics with the natives will lead only to disaster. They are antagonizing the natives. The incident of the baby this afternoon is a case in point.
Well, somebody's got a cart before a horse, Vila. The natives were worked up before this afternoon. Before Dr. Merrick's murder.
That is unimportant.
Is it?
What matters is that they are worked up. To such a pitch that the slightest spark will bring about an explosion. And if anything happens to that baby of Luis, believe me, Senor Thurston, our lives will not be worth it.
Yours.
Came from that house. Come on.
But that is Dr. Northrop's house.
Yeah.
There he is, senor. A wound in the shoulder.
Northrop, what happened?
That devil, Luis Mendoza, shot me.
Luis? You are certain?
I saw him clearly enough.
He gave no warning, did not say why?
No, nothing.
You're wrong, Northrop. He did tell you why. Look. Here beside the door.
Oh. Madre de Dios.
What is it, sir? Felix, what are you staring at?
Luis Mendoza's baby. Dead.
Ken Thurston is in a small native village far up the Amazon River, trying to determine the motive behind the murder of Dr. Maddock. But even more sinister than the surrounding jungle are the unseen forces at work there, fomenting hatred against the United States, threatening to disrupt the rubber production, plotting a native uprising that will mean death to all the foreign devils who have trespassed there. It is now some 15 minutes after the attack on Dr. Northrup and the discovery of the dead native baby.
But it is not possible, senores. I tell you that smallpox vaccine could not have killed that child.
That's not entirely true, Maria. But there's always the remote possibility of faulty body chemistry, lack of normal antibodies.
I think you are being very professional, very scientific, and completely unrealistic about the entire situation, my friend.
You mean the attack on Northrop, most liable to follow.
But of course, that attack was a warning that the natives are rising against us. That is what matters, not how the baby died.
You're wrong, Vila.
Wrong? How can you doubt that we are all in danger now?
I don't. And the way the baby died proves it.
What kind of double talk is that, Thurston?
Did you or Maria examine the child's body?
No. We were too busy with my shoulder.
You should have. The vaccine wasn't the cause of death. Was botulism.
Botulism?
Yep. The deadliest kind of food poisoning.
But that is not possible, Senor Thurston. The child had not been weaned. A breastfed child could not possibly have died from botulism. Unless...
That's right, Maria. Unless it was deliberately poisoned.
Look, Mr. X. Why do we have to go sightseeing in a rubber plantation at this time of night anyway?
Your idea to come along with me, Pagon. Go on back alone if you don't like it.
I don't like that idea even better. Listen to those natives in this compound over there. I'll bet they're already arguing about who's going to get my head for their mantelpiece.
Could be.
Ooh. Hey, what's this place?
The Rubber Plantation Laboratory. Phyllis gave me the key. Let's go in.
Hey, what are they looking for here anyway?
Phyllis told me he'd turn part of this lab over to the clinic. And also using it until they get their own built.
So what?
Look here.
You mean those funny glass bottles with that stuff inside?
That stuff happens to be cultures. This one looks like rabbit's blood. This? Yeah, probably based on a beef broth.
Beef broth. Very interesting. So let's get out of here now before somebody comes in and looking for heads or something.
Okay, there's a plantation speedboat over at the dock. Take it down river to the clinic of Monte Allegre. I'll give you a list of things to pick up and bring back here.
Believe me, I'm practically there already. You know, Sura? Huh? Bring some stuff back.
That's right.
Oh, what a joke. I wouldn't come back for a million bucks.
How about 50?
I'll take it.
You must be crazy, Thurston, letting Zeltzman take that speedboat. Those natives are liable to move against us at any time.
Dr. Northrop is right. You have taken away our only means of escaping from here.
Looks like it, Vilas, doesn't it?
Why are you so casual about the situation, Senor Thurston? What did you learn at the laboratory earlier this evening?
Don't you know, Maria?
How could I?
Well, maybe the same way you learned I was there. When only Vilas knew I was joined. Or is there another answer?
Have you thought of the obvious one, Senor? That I followed you there to learn for myself what is going on?
I thought of it.
What the devil does all this talk about the laboratory? What's that got to do with the spot we're in?
Everything, Northrop. I learned that we're not in a spot. Unless someone in this room wants us to be.
That is a rather strange statement to make, Senor Thurston.
Is it? Somebody murdered Dr. Maddox, then poisoned that little child. To stir up those natives. Now, why?
Why? There is no answer. None of it makes any sense.
No. No, that is not so, Dr. Norton. There are some very obvious answers. To stop the production of rubber, so natural allies against one another. Now I see what you mean, Senor Thurston. Only one of us could have had the opportunity to do all these things.
That's right, Vilas.
I can't believe it. You two are actually serious about all this.
Of course they are serious, Doctor. But they have left one thing unsaid. The name of the person who is responsible. Just who do you have in mind, Senor Thurston?
Suppose the three of you work it over for a while. Oh, and let me know how you come out, will you? I'm going to get some sleep. Tell me who.
What's that? You all right, Thurston?
No, sir.
I hope I didn't pick you. I had to snap him off in that split second when you jumped him away.
Why?
Why? Well, for Pete's sake, man. He was trying to kill you.
After he dropped the knife?
But he was Luis Mendoza's brother. He was after you to avenge the baby's death.
Oh, you're having a little trouble making a diagnosis tonight, Northrop. If he was after someone because of that, he'd have gone for you or Maria, not me.
But there must have been some reason for his attack on you.
Sure. Someone ordered him to kill me.
Someone ordered him to... But who?
I might have found out, Northrop. You hadn't been so fast on the trigger. You brought the stuff back with you?
Oh, sure, sure. So pay me off and let me get out of here, will you, please? Believe me, I'm a sick man. And the longer I'm here, the sicker I get.
Then you better come along to the clinic, Dagon. I think I would got a cure for what ails you. Well, going somewhere, Dr. Northrup?
It's you, Thurston. Yes, we're leaving. Zeltzman came back with that speedboat just in time.
The natives?
That is right, senor. I have learned that they intend to strike here at the clinic just before dawn.
Oh, I wonder how we'll make out.
What do you mean, make out? We will not be here then.
I wouldn't be too sure, Maria. Take a look at Pagan, will you, Northrup?
Zeltzman? Why, of course.
Hey, why do you want him to look at me for? Nothing wrong with me that a quick trip to Rio won't fix up.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Zeltzman.
Huh? You mean I got something?
Smallpox.
Smallpox? Oh, no. No.
That's what I thought. Thought the stones that trip downriver, doesn't it?
Looks like it. Can't risk anyone else being exposed to him. We'll have to stay here until the infectious stage is over.
But we cannot do that, Doctor. The natives.
Sorry, Maria. There's no other answer.
Perhaps there is, Senor Thurston. Allow me to remain here with him while the three of you go downriver.
I didn't know you were such a self-sacrificing creature, Vilas.
I am not. Merely realistic. After all, the responsibility of the plantations and the inhabitants of Belterra is mine.
Suppose we let Maria go and the rest of us stick around. How about it, Maria? Do you know how to run the speedboat?
I am more familiar with administering smallpox vaccines, Senor Thurston. And I believe Dr. Northrup is about to prescribe vaccinations for all of us here. I would say.
Okay. At least we'll have the satisfaction of knowing that we won't die of smallpox.
No! Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me.
Quiet, you idiot. It doesn't hurt.
All right, Venus, you're next. The rest of us are through.
If you do not mind, I will forego the pleasure.
There's no time to waste joking, Vilas.
He's not joking, Northrup.
What?
You are right, sir. As a realistic man, I have a very healthy fear of Bacillus botulinus.
Of course.
Bacillus who?
Botulism. What the baby died of?
Yes, Maria. And what all of you are about to die from very shortly.
What does he mean? What does he mean?
Remember those beakers we saw in the lab, Dagon? With the rabbit's blood? Beet broth? But our pal Vilas was cultivating death in him. Bacillus botulinus.
The vaccine. We gave it to the baby and he died of botulism. Vilas must have introduced the culture into all the vaccines.
Sure. He was doing a pretty good job for the country that was paying him. Stirring up anti-American feeling. Sabotaging the rubber production.
Vilas.
But why did you kill Dr. Maddock? Because he was on to you?
Yes. This is quite right, sir. I am certain you will all excuse me now if I leave. I cannot bear the sight to stop. And they tell me that death from botulism is quite painful. Goodbye, comrade.
Senor Thurston, we're going to die. We're going to die.
Okay, don't relax. You haven't got smallpox. And there's nothing wrong with that vaccine.
Joke, he crashed the government. No, nothing wrong.
I cooked up the smallpox diagnosis of Northrup. Just to trap Venus.
But the vaccine, Senor Thurston.
Fresh, untampered stuff. That's why I sent Pagon to Monte Alegre. He brought it back with him.
It worked out as you figured, Thurston. I'll hand it to you for that. But what about Venus? He's getting away.
I don't think so, Northrup. I had Luis Mendoza listening at the window. He heard enough to learn the truth. He'll take care of Venus.
Oh.
You know, Venus said he was being realistic. But he wasn't. He was living in a bad dream. A nightmare of terror and conquest and murder. The only thing realistic about it.
Mr. Rex.
Yes. Come on, Pedro.
Now, here again is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. And my thanks to B. Benaderet, Will Wright, Carlton Young, Harry Bartell, and Byron Kane. Next week, Vienna, where an ex-wrestler, a beautiful girl, and a spot of printer's ink all add up to real trouble for Ken. And, of course, where there's real trouble, there'll always be Leon Delette with Pagan Zellschmidt. So join us, won't you, when next I return as The Man Called X. Good night.
The Man Called X, starring Herbert Marshall, is the Friday night feature on NBC's five-show festival of comedy, music, mystery, and drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. The Man Called X is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music by Milton Charles. Tonight's story was written by Sidney Marshall. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental.
The Man Called X on Tuned to Yesterday from February 12, 1952 on NBC. You're listening to An Hour of Adventure on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. And now one of the best writers in the old-time radio business, it's E. Jack Newman's story, The Coward, featured on Escape. He had many of his stories adapted on the series, and the next two stories of his, CBS radio listeners would hear, would be featured on Suspense, both so well-received that they were repeats, Blind Date and The Shot. Right now, we hear The Coward, starring Barney Phillips, Virginia Gregg, and Lou Merrill, from August 14, 1954.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you Escape.
Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
There's a fortune in the cabin of an airplane crashed on an island somewhere in the Caribbean. And only you know where it is. By your side, sailing the treacherous channels, a smiling killer with a knife from whom there is no escape.
Listen now as Escape brings you E. Jack Newman's story, The Coward.
Buenos días, señor.
Ryan around?
Your name, please.
Frank Dorian.
You've come for employment? The employment officina. Office is located.
I'm an old friend, is.
What is it you wish?
I wish for you to keep trying with the Inglesa, baby. You're doing fine.
Un momento.
Never mind the phone. I'll tell him I'm here myself. You keep enjoying the heat and checking those field reports, honey.
Yeah, Ned.
Frank Dorian. Dorian. Thought you were dead. I'm not. It's a nice little secretary you got there, Ed. Can she spell?
Maria does fine. Come on in.
How's the oil business?
Okay. Lots of work as usual. How are your legs?
Took 18 months in a hospital in Mexico City. But they're okay now.
What do you want, Frank?
You giving it to me, too?
Give you what?
The look, the cold meat stuff.
We don't need any pilots. Nothing open here, Frank.
I'm not looking for work. I'm looking for a boat.
Give up flying, did you?
For the moment, yeah.
Now, what's on your mind?
One of those power launches out there. I'd like to rent one for about 4 or 5 days.
Why?
Oh, flown over these waters a million times. Guess maybe I want to get a little closer to them. Do some fishing. Relax before I go back to the States. How about it?
Those are company boats. You know I can't do anything like that. Sorry.
Got 500 bucks for you?
No, thanks.
750?
Nope, not for a million.
It's not a very friendly way to talk after 18 months.
I didn't know whether I'd ever see you again, Frank, but I told myself if I did see you, I'd put it right on the line. You're yellow.
You let four people die. You bailed out of that plane and you didn't even tell them how to get into their parachute harness.
There wasn't time.
But the Board of Inquiry report said there was time enough for you to get out. Maybe that's okay for the Board of Inquiry, but I say it was your job to look out for your passengers first. So I'll tell you again, you're a coward.
Anything else?
Too bad they didn't have to chop your legs off, Dorian. It'd put you closer to the size you really are. Now get out of here.
Find you here?
Where else you go on a hot night in a Mexican town? Even outside like this, it... Oh, sit down.
Gracias.
I like you better out of the office. What's your name?
Maria de Silva.
Where's your home, Maria?
Here.
And lots of Americans around gives you a taste of what it's like in the good old USA, eh?
Si. I want to go there very much, to the United States.
Maybe one of those American college boy engineers working for Ryan will turn the trick for you.
With their short haircuts and the things they say with a wink of the eye, I hate them. I hate all of them.
Still your best bet. Well, I had enough of this. See you in the States sometime, huh?
You go now?
Nothing around here.
I am around here.
Huh? Hey, you are trying, aren't you?
Maybe. Yes, what is? You laugh at me?
Nah. With you.
It's warm here. You walk by the water?
Sure, I'll walk.
It's funny.
What's funny?
The way you came into Senor Ryan today and asked about the boat. You tell me about it later.
Yeah. Ryan and his lousy boats.
I think about this all day. That is why I find you. I think you want a ranny boat bad. Very bad.
You talk like you got one.
In a little way, I do have one.
What do you got? A fishing jig? Your papa, your brother got a little squirt of a bark that I can stand up and take through the surf?
No. It is a power launch. Like those over there.
Power launch?
Belongs to someone I know. He buy it from one of the old company 2 years ago and make it over. Use it for big fishing. It's a good boat, very good. Maybe he ran it to you if I ask him.
Where is it?
There. Want to look?
Sure. Where's your friend?
He's away now.
Calls this a boat, huh?
It's good enough for fishing. That is why you wish a boat. Yes? You see good engines?
Yeah, I'd have to hear them. You can't tell by looking.
He caught many times in this boat. 4, 5, 6 days at sea.
Well, Maria, I'll tell you what you do. You tell your friend I'm interested in renting it for 5 days. Tell him I'll give him $300.
He would laugh at you.
He can take it or leave it.
He would leave it.
And I guess it's no deal. Thanks for showing me.
This is the only boat around here that is not owned by the Salazar Oil Company. If you do not take this one, you take nothing.
All right. Nothing.
How will you go fishing?
Huh?
Maybe I should say, how will you get to the island without a boat? 2 months, they searched for the plane, and then it was decided to crash into the sea. But it did not go into the sea. He's still out there somewhere on one of those islands. And you need a boat to get there.
You're crazy.
I know there was a payroll on that plane. $80,000.
Ah. You got it all figured, haven't you? Suppose what you say is true and I took this boat, what then?
Yeah.
Suppose I just let it lay. Suppose I didn't hear what you just said. Suppose it means nothing.
Then I go to the police and tell them what I think.
You think they'd listen?
If I told them how anxious you are about it both.
The police and the insurance company and the bonding company and the oil company have asked all the questions they want. They were on me for 3 months while I was in the hospital with my legs in the hoist. So maybe you haven't got such a good thing at that.
No.
So we know where we stand there. Now, what about your friend?
I would pay him for my half.
All right. Sunday morning, 6 o'clock. Enough fuel and food to last for 5 days. If this thing's in shape, if your friend's okay, and if I feel like it, I might take a trip.
Hello?
am Rico. You are the Americano?
How's your English, Rico?
Oh, see, very good.
Where's Brown Eyes?
Brown Eyes?
Maria.
Oh, Maria, she's in the galley. She fixed food. You hungry?
I could eat.
Maria, good cook. Fine, fine. Hey, we have not shaken hands yet, buddy. I shake, buddy. We in business.
Okay, buddy. See if you can shake this bag below.
Hmm? Oh, see, see. Glad to, buddy.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
You come down to see us off?
I'm going with you. Okay?
Okay by me. As a matter of fact, it'll make it nicer. You do something to a boat, baby.
You meet Rico, yes?
Yeah, I met him. He's some clown. What's he always smiling about?
Rico's a very good sailor.
He acts like he's getting ready to go to a circus.
You don't have to worry about Rico.
Okay. I won't.
As long as you keep your hands off him. Stop it.
Hi, buddy.
Rico.
Well, we're all ready to go. The engine is fine.
Then what are we waiting for?
You.
Head her for Canizaba Point.
Canizaba? And then what?
And then I'll tell you.
Bueno.
All right. What are you standing there for? Let's get going.
Okay, buddy.
Frank.
Huh?
I am afraid.
What now?
Rico, he's dangerous. He don't like the way you act to me. And the way you make him embarrassed.
He'll live.
What will you?
He wants to get to that island, doesn't he?
Si.
And I'm the only one who knows where it is.
That is true, but...
But what?
But I am thinking of the time after we have been there.
If he's feeling that, huh? Come here.
What?
Let's settle it now. Rico...
See?
Give me a match.
Eh?
Fosforo, Sobrio. Match.
Oh, I know how to match.
I do. Here. Light me.
Light yourself.
Get up. Now light me.
Okay, buddy.
Questions, Rico? Maria? And I guess everybody understands everybody, Rico?
Si?
Where are we?
Canizaba. That is the point there.
Never seen it from the water. It looks different.
That is it.
Okay, let's look at that compass of yours.
You know what you do?
I know. Okay, we set here. You steer this line.
See?
And keep on it.
For how long? There's no island that way. Only the open sea, no island.
You ever been that way?
No.
I have.
Okay, buddy.
Maria, you asleep?
I'm not asleep. What you and Rico?
Huh?
He laugh at you, Frank. He laughs at you all the time, even though he lied the match. He laughs like he knows more than you know. Can do more than you can do.
Go to bed. You're shivering.
I wish nothing to happen to you.
I don't get it.
Get it?
You and Smiling Boy. When all this is over, what happens?
Rico and Guy go to United States.
I thought it was something like that. So why worry about me?
I'll
tell you. Even with $40,000, you might not be able to make it. Immigration's tough, and the money wouldn't help much if they were looking for you. U.S. immigration can be awful tough on illegal entries. If you got something like that in mind.
I'll speak to you later.
No. Right now.
My arm.
This trip isn't going to last much longer.
Is that close to the island?
Be in sight tomorrow morning. Once we get that cash in our hands, Rico isn't going to play along if I got him pegged right.
Pegged?
You know what I'm talking about, baby. He's probably told you how he's going to stick that knife in me so you and him can take the whole works, right? Yeah. You two have talked it over. But let me tell you this. Rico isn't going to be able to get you into the United States, but I can.
You?
If you were my wife.
Oh. Frank, what would happen to Rico?
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
By golly, buddy, you right. What island they call this?
They call them nothing. But they're the spring end of the Santa Gabriel's, as near as I can figure it.
Which one? Which one we go to, buddy?
I'll head her in for that point of rock there.
Bueno. I better check the depth.
Frank.
Huh?
All night I think of what you say.
Yeah?
I am with you.
Okay.
What'd you do with that gun?
I need it.
Why?
Get rid of him right now. We don't need him anymore.
But the boss...
I can handle it.
Hey, buddy, do me a quick.
What's the matter?
Do me a quick. Do me a quick. Close the reef. The water's not deep enough. We hit the reef, we lose the boat.
We have to go in this
but
way.
But lose the boat, dangerous.
I just changed my mind about something. You troll from right here, Rico. You take soundings as fast as you can. I'll take the wheel. It'll take both of us, but we'll find our way through the rocks.
No, it's no good.
I need a light, Rico.
Huh?
Give me a light, kiddo.
Okay. Buddy.
Now get your line out and let's get those engines revved up. Okay.
We cannot clear.
We draw 3 feet. That gives us a foot extra. Hold on to your hat, buddy.
My wall!
Shut up!
Oh. By golly, after this, I hope you picked the right island, buddy.
The right one, all right.
I hate to think I'm doing all this for nothing.
Look!
Hey, there! The island, the plane!
Yeah. Just the way I thought you'd be.
By golly, buddy, a long time I think maybe this is just a trick. You're not sure the plane did not burn, but you want to look. I want to look, too. Now I see. You okay, buddy. We all be rich, eh, Maria?
Si.
That is what you want, Carina.
Si.
Well, by golly, we have it now.
It's getting late. Let's hustle it up and get out of here. I don't want to spend a night on that island.
Why not?
Nothing to eat, nothing to drink. It's hot day and night. Rico, take her in as close as you can, and we'll wait.
Okay, buddy.
Frank.
Yeah?
It's all right?
Fine. Nothing to worry about now. Nothing at all.
What do you mean?
You and I could bring it back to the rocks alone.
We are here.
Okay, let's go. I'll give you a hand over the side, Maria.
Roger.
Here.
Why is it the planes not find her?
They didn't look in the right place. She's half buried in a loose rock. How you doing?
Bueno.
Plane, a mess. Where in it is the money, buddy?
In the baggage compartment.
I go pull the door open. By golly, she's stuck hard.
I'll give you a hand.
You can get it now.
Yeah. Got it. It's locked. Give me your knife.
Huh? Oh, here.
$80,000.
See, it is a treasure.
Yeah. Just about enough for a man to enjoy some things.
Huh?
Thanks for the knife, Rico.
Where's the buddy? Where's the buddy? You wanted my knife. Now you've got it. Adios, buddy.
You killed him.
A little. All of it will happen to him, or two.
And he has stuck you also. You bleed.
I scratch only, Carita. But he, my buddy, he will die. I think it nice you should stay here and watch you. You can die with him.
No, Rico, no!
It is what you wanted, to be with him. You have him now.
No, no, no!
Adios, querida mía.
Do not try to move.
The boat.
Gone. He made me stay. He say we can die together.
That isn't going to help. Shut up. Shut up.
You die, Frank.
No. Not if I can help it. Look in the plane. Must be a first aid kit in there somewhere.
Kit.
Bandages, tape. Hurry up. Take a look.
No, Frank.
Try the cabin. The cabin.
Oh, I cannot go into the cabin. The bodies are in there. The bodies from the wreck.
Go on. Go on. You want to stay here and die? You want to try to get help?
I look. Right, Frank. This is it?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, get it open. You all right?
I'm all right.
Okay. Let's see what kind of a surgeon you are.
Better now?
Yeah. Knife must have bounced off a river. I'd be dead by now.
What will happen to us?
We gotta get some help. Make flares, signal, something.
Do you think anybody see?
Somebody has.
We need food. There's no food. Only sand and rock.
The radio. The radio on the plane.
Why, look. It is smashed to pieces. We die, Frank. We die here together.
Suppose you could build a fire? I keep dozing off. Guess I lost a lot of blood.
Sleep is best now, you know, think.
Maybe it's better to think. Look, I still have the gun.
What?
When the food problem gets tough, I mean, when it gets too bad, maybe...
There's
no way to go. Starving, I mean.
All my life, I tell myself. Someday, I go to the United States to live there. We're pretty close, like in the magazines. Drive a nice car. Live in a clean place. Now I die on a dirty little island.
We'll both die if that's any comfort. My fault.
Your fault?
I got you into this. I didn't mean for it to end this way. Maria, I'd like to tell you something.
See?
When that plane ran out of gas, I tried to tell those four workers how to get into the chutes. I really tried. They didn't speak English, and I didn't speak their language, and it just wasn't time. I could have stayed with the plane and died then. Maybe it would have been better, but... I bailed out, and I saw it crash here. In the hospital, I got the idea about the money.
Why you say this to me?
I hate to drag you with me. You don't deserve it. Just a kid who wanted to go to the States. I'd have been proud to take you there.
You love me?
Yeah.
I believe you. Oh, it is a good feeling. We truly die, but it is a good feeling. The boat!
What?
The boat, it is back! Rico's back! Can you walk?
I can try.
Can you help? He did not leave us here to die. He came back.
I can't believe it. Wait.
What?
She's stuck in the sand. She's unmanned.
He did not come back for us?
No, that boat just drifted in. Come on. Oh.
What?
On the railing. He couldn't get out. Couldn't get through the reef alone in the knife fight. He bled. He's dead, Maria.
And now we will live.
This far, baby. We're clear now. Open sea ahead.
Open sea.
We're safe.
What happens when we get back.
You mean the money?
See?
It goes to Ryan for the whole story.
Everything?
It'd have to be everything.
But they might put you in prison.
If they did...
I wait. I will wait for you.
We haven't got anything to worry about, Maria. Take the wheel.
Escape, produced and directed by David Friedkin and Morton Fine, has brought you The Coward, a story by E. Jack Newman. Featured in the cast were Barney Phillips, Virginia Gregg, Lou Merrill, and Herb Butterfield. Your announcer, Bill Anders. The special music for Escape is composed and conducted by Leith Stevens.
Escape, on Tuned to Yesterday from August 14th, 1954, on CBS. And so closes this hour of adventure on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVillier. It's been a pleasure.